Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Braves fans, tonight's Phillies game postponed and rescheduled. Weather. They're getting a lot of that weather that hit us, and it's all moving up and on the East Coast. So that game is going to be made up Thursday, May 29th. It's going to be a split day and night doubleheader. Now, it'll be in Philly, obviously. Right. And so Philadelphia's the Phillies have put out this information, and the Braves obviously have retweeted it and put it out there on all their social media as well. So the game is going to be made up May 29th as part of a split day-night doubleheader. No Braves game tonight.
Okay. So double up. Things to do in Philadelphia when you're in a slump.
Yeah.
Find a slump buster.
Potentially. Look, I don't put anything – everything's on the table, should I say.
Right. Now, again, this just – we said it earlier. There's just no other way to explain it. And I had to explain to a couple of guys who are obsessed with exit velocity that I don't understand it. Exit. It's like that. What was the old commercial? Who was it? I think I forget the tire company. Power without control is nothing. Bingo.
That's right. It's true.
It's true. I mean, it actually is accurate. I mean, you know, I'm glad you can hit the cover off the ball, but hitting it right at somebody is not what we're shooting for here. We're looking for, you know, balls in the gap, a base knock, a single, you know. I always go back to Kevin Costner and Bull Durham, you know, a Texas leaguer, a single with eyes, you know, whatever you need. You know, just go get something to get you rolling. And right now, you know, all the exit velocity in the world is not helping Matt Olson in the clutch moments.
No. And that's, listen, the meat of the lineup, that's where you expect to get production.
Right.
You know, 7, 8, 9, it's hit or miss. We got guys on base, especially with the bases loaded, and you're telling me if it's Acuna or Riley or Ozuna or Olson or Albies, like, that, I'm expecting these guys to come through. Those are your clutch guys. Right. But that has not been the case. We lose last night. More on that coming up a little bit later on. Also, Mike Griffith is going to join us from Dog Nation coming up in less than 10 minutes to talk about all the things that are going on down at the annual meetings that are happening down in Florida. Mike, which rookie or second-year player, when it comes to our Falcons, needs to have a big impact? Look, it's easy, and I want to take these guys out of this conversation. It's easy to say, whoa, James Pierce, take him out. Oh, it's Jalen. Take him out. What rookie outside of those two or second-year player needs to have a big impact for our Falcons?
Okay. I need him, as I said on Twitter on our show promo today, need him to be like the Kool-Aid man. You know, just busting out and just breaking things up, being disruptive. And, again, Onyemata, I know if you go by the Pro Football Focus guys, he's, you know, apparently serviceable. So he's still here. But hopefully, you know, Rook just dominates, becomes the guy that you moved up to get. And I know that we focus so much on Pierce. They moved up to get Rook. And a lot of folks, you know, felt that Rook was sort of high risk, high reward. Some guys didn't have him sort of penciling in as one of the top 40 players. He was taken 35th. You know, that makes you, like, you know, if you're looking for expectations, Carl, you're on the cusp of the first round. So need Rook to be that guy to make everybody else better, to keep the offensive lineman off that second tier, help, you know, keep the linebackers clean. Need Rook to do his job. That's my guy.
All right. What about Braylon Trice?
I think Braylon Trice is kind of the odd man out now. I mean, this is guy, he's a victim of circumstance because we never got to see him last year. Blew his knee out in the Miami game. And unfortunately, you know, Jalen Walker is his position. And Jalen Walker is just a better guy than he is. I mean, Braylon Trice, it's, you know, if you want to feel bad for, you know, where Shador Sanders is, feel bad for where he is because he's got to leapfrog a couple of guys to get some playing time.
Yeah, look, I still think that Braylon Trice, and again, can't have enough of these guys. When I'm talking about guys that can come off the edge and rush the passer, I'm not telling you, again, any one of these individuals is going to have 10 or 12 or 15, 17 sacks. But Braylon Trice, I think, has to find a role for himself. We had high expectations for him coming out of Washington, Mike, and we talked about it, and then we never saw him really do anything simply because of the injury. But we're talking about a guy that was a good...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
He's a really good football player, Washington. And Mike, I think he could have an impact. I'm not going to count him out, right. But I do think you're right when you say maybe the chips are stacked against him a little bit. Like, he went from being a guy that we didn't have all this extra, right? Mm-hmm. And now you look at that, whether it's right side or left side, and we got some extra. We got a bunch of guys now. How impactful they're going to be, I don't know, guys. I can't tell you that yet. But we have some extra bodies that we didn't have last year. We got some extra youth, some speed, some power, some things that we didn't possess last year on the edge. And we got some veteran leadership on the edge too, Mike. So, yeah, I think Braylon Trice is a good name to look at and say, what is he going to do for this team?
I mean, the way that we divide up our linebacker core on a 3-4, it's Jalen Walker, Ebba Cady, and then Braylon Trice. So you got a couple of guys. You know, I mean, that's the way ESPN looks at the Falcons' depth chart, mm-hmm. and it might be subject to change, certainly. But Leonard Floyd on the other side, James Pierce, D'Angelo Malone. The middle of the lineup, it's Caden Ellis, JT Bertrand, Caleb Johnson. Mm. And then you've got on the right inside, it's a Divine Diablo, who we picked up from the Raiders. Another guy, Troy Anderson. I mean, if Diablo is as good as we think can be and a speedy, you know, he's a speedy guy, can move around. No one really knew who he was coming from the Raiders, but, you know, Troy Anderson's got to kind of reestablish himself. So, but going back to your initial point about Braylon Trice, just kind of tough right now for him. You and I love what we saw last year because fans didn't get to see him.
No.
He was a leader. He's got that juice. You know how we talk in glowing terms to Jalen Walker? That's the way you and I spoke about Braylon Trice last year. And remember we'd ask D-Led, no, Mike, he's just a dude. He never felt that he was going to be an impact guy. And I respectfully disagree with D. I think he can be. But now he's looking up at two dudes.
Yeah, he was a third-round pick. And I don't think they have to rush him back because all the guys you just named. So they can work him in and get him right. Raheem Morris, our head coach, yesterday said training camp would be a realistic goal for the second-year player, meaning having him ready for training camp. He's there. He's doing the PT, guys, physical therapy and all that stuff. But he's not going to be out there right now because, again, there's no need to rush him back. But that's an interesting name because I'm hoping, Mike, and I hope this is the case, this is not a guy that we drafted in the third round, 74th overall, and 2 years from now, there's been no impact. Like, he's not done anything for the Falcons whatsoever. I don't think that's going to be the case. I think he's got a lot of talent, but I just don't know where he is with this injury and the return. And then how much time does he get? Like, how many snaps are we talking about with all the right. guys that we now have?
Hey, we've got no time to be teaching you. You've got to pick it up and go. That's why, you know, when you look at the expectations defensively, we added some guys. They're not household names. Morgan Fox, Divine Diablo. But those guys technically are in the way of other dudes. And of course, the biggest name that we added is Leonard Floyd.
Yeah.
And Leonard Floyd, that's why if you look at that sort of, you know, however you consider the outside linebacker and how we manipulate the guy, Trice is, I forgot Leonard Floyd. You got Leonard Floyd kind of in the way.
Well, the vet.
Right. And we expect him to kind of, you know, be what he has been his whole career, 8 or 9 sacks every year. So, look, Braylon Trice, all this guy can do is get work as hard as he can. But, I mean, it's just tough. You feel for him. Never got a chance to show you what he could do last year. And now all of a sudden there's new dudes in his place.
Is there a rookie or second-year player that you feel needs to have a big impact? I think it's a given when we say James Pierce. That's a given.
Right.
It's a given, Jalen Walker. Guys, you don't get picked as high as he does and has the expectations to not feel like those guys have to have a big impact. But what about the other guys? Like, I'm going to say this. Xavier Watts, Mike, to me, has to have a big impact. I think he's going to be on the field all the time.
Well, Xavier Watts and the guys we've had, I mean, Billy Bowman, there's a place. Remember, guys, you're not really in that 3-4. It's a nickel. It's a variation of a nickel or even a dime, right, in those, you know, third down and longs. But we think we've upgraded the secondary, but it's going to be a youth movement. That's why there's a lot of correlation between here in this year's team and what we were in 2016 with all those new faces we added. Added new linebackers, a new safety. You know, we added some new, brought in Dwight Freeney to kind of help out the old, you know, the younger guys. Kind of how we have Leonard Floyd this year.
404-726-0929. You guys can chime in. Just the thing we were talking about.
But Rook is my guy. Rook's my number one guy.
Okay. And look, here's where I'm at with Rook. And Mike and I have had this discussion. We've gone back and forth. I feel like I'm more confident in what he's going to be. He saw more playing time than any other rookie last year, and then he got hurt. But he moves people. And with Grady being gone, Rook is going to be on the field a lot. He will start. And so he's going to get a chance to see a lot of playing time. And, Mike, we're going to find out pretty quickly here whether our run defense is going to be better and if he's got some push up the middle. We're going to find that out. So, but I have a lot more confidence that Rook is going to be a player long term than maybe most. 404-726-0929. That is our phone number. It's also our text line. You can find us on social media as well. Mike Bell, ATL, and I'm at Put 'Em Up. See, Dukes, the radio show is Dukes and Bell 929. Mike Griffith is going to join us, guys, from Dog Nation. We're going to talk to him about what Kirby had to say. Kirby wants one thing to change, and I don't know if it actually will until this whole thing gets settled. We'll talk about that with Mike Griffith next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.